We are Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic. Uh-oh, a lot of
You're
practice
just having
here.
Quite the morning, aren't you?
A little out of practice here. I am the Cash Man. I'm back in the air chair. No, that's a terrible word. The seat. The standing seat. The control room. I'm back
what
in control.
Say? He said the standing seat.
The standing seat.
But before that?
What?
The air chair.
What? But you were like, air chair?
Air chair. You ever
it's
hear the air chair?
Standing seat.
It's a great old disc jockey crutch, the air chair. But nevertheless, we are here today. I am here today. I'm back from Philadelphia. You had Danny and the gang last week, Danny Danger Boy and Brian, and you survived. And I'm glad that you did. And now you're back
you
here this
say
week.
That like you're surprised.
No, you guys did a great
makes
job.
You think you have little faith in us when you're
no,
not around.
You guys did a great job while I was gone. And it was thank you so much. But hey, welcome to the
Don't
Pain Clinic.
Aaron.
Who?
Or no, who is our...
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron. Aaron, my good friend Aaron, who ran the board. He does a great job, too. Thank you, for everybody, for listening. And thank you for coming out to UFC last weekend, Lou UFC 217. I missed that, too. I'm kicking myself.
As all about, sorts of upsets.
Yeah, all three title changes on the last three fights. So you can't beat that, you know. You get your money's worth, you know. But welcome to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
And Danger Boy, right across from him, the boy who grew up on the show.
Good morning.
And we have two special in-studio guests this morning. We'll start with first-time guest, JC Money. He's never been here before. JC, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you for finally having me on here. I mean, it's been – you guys have been on the air for what, 30 years? I don't know.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Actually, is this it?
19 what? Next week, isn't it?
Yeah, 19. Oh, my gosh.
Look at that, 19.
We're going to Canada.
And then in January will be my 18th year Wrestleversary, and it's the first time that I've ever been on this show. It's crazy. I love it, though. Thank you for having
well,
me.
Well, thank you for coming up. And it's but you've listen, to be honest with you, you've taken some time off in the past.
Yeah.
Big gaps of time, right?
Big gaps, yes. Big you gaps. Know, life happens. Yeah. People grow up. People do other things. But I've still been involved in one way, shape, or form, either, you know, maybe not physically active in the ring, but certainly talking and coaching some of the young people throughout the years. So I've always had my finger on the pulse of the area in wrestling.
And I hear that, speaking of fingering, apparently you like to take things from people, too.
Isn't this supposed to be PG? Where are you going with this?
I'm going with our next guest in the studio, who you walked off with a title of his at the last IWF show. We have Eric Eminon in here.
I thought you were going somewhere else with this, man.
I'm glad they finally made this area walker accessible for JC to get up here.
Oh. Wow.
This is going to be a fun hour.
Yes, it is. This is but these
he
guys
has been he has been working all week for that one.
I really have. That's all I got. Just I'm signing off now.
I'm out. It's like Kramer in the, you know, the contest. So it's like I'm out.
Got one.
Right. But well, JC, you guys are taking each other on this you know, I mean, you did come in, you know, masking and took out the champ, Eric Eminon, at the last IWF show.
I sure
After
did.
Wrestling five other guys for 15 minutes straight.
Ah, woe is me.
What, now, Eric, the title that it's called this.
The Suicidal Six-Way Championship.
Suicidal Six-Way Championship.
But when I beat him on the 17th, I'm going to retire it because I think it's a stupid concept. And I'm going to rename it the IWF Money Championship. And that's going to be much better.
And that's what we're going to get this Friday night in Brockport. So you're just going to get the tip of the iceberg right now to start the show. But, you know, I want to thank you guys for coming up. It's nice to, you know, and got so much wrestling going on, so much stuff. We're going to do some news. We're going to go in and out talking with you guys about stuff. But you guys are very, you got your finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure.
So, you know, let's, let me see if I got my plugs in. Okay. Hey, by the way, I got to do my plugs before we get too far into this. Pinklink's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone Slight Empire, Culver. Join us December 2nd for UFC 218 at Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Hosted by us, drink specials all night long, and maybe the Bud Light girls, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. You know, most of the time it's
good. You never know until you show up.
That's right. And sometimes it's not the Bud Light girls. Sometimes it's the other company's girls and stuff. It doesn't matter. Girls are girls. You know, it's girls' night there. So
Schrodinger's Bud Light girls.
That's right.
You don't know. They could either be there or not be there.
They could be dead in the box or alive in the box.
Why do you have to say they're dead in a box?
Well, that's
Cash?
What Schrodinger's cat
What's
is.
In the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
That's December 2nd, Salvatore Saloon. Tours at the garage doors, UFC 218. Hey, interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate Roxy Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Join a Roxy Roller Derby or the Flower City Fear, in which I play for. And you can go to Flower City Fear on Facebook if you would like to join us. So let's talk about the world of wrestling. I missed you guys last week. You know, so many crazy things happened. We're just going to touch, you know, I had a power out. I'm going to tell this story real quickly. At night, you know, like about 10 to 9 this morning, I'm doing the news, and all of a sudden my power in my house goes out. And now I'm doing the news. I have my sound bites I like to do, going in and out of the breaks. I had some really funny ones ready to go. And then they're all at home on my computer in the dead darkness of my house that is now has power now since I've gotten here. But I just don't know, you know, just kind of crazy. So we're going to ad-lib the news and stuff, you know, and try to remember what has been going on. But we're also on Facebook Live right now. I want to let you know, you can go to the Pain Clinic Facebook page, and it is live. It's mounted. Hopefully you can hear me in those headphones that are propped up underneath the phone. But you right now you have a good shot of JC Money, Danger Boy, Eric Eminem.
I'm right here.
And Danny is just to the left. I think you can see Danny. Maybe if he pokes his head forward.
We should just focus on Danny.
How about no?
I got to tell you, Danny, I've never met you before, but the flow is impressive there.
Thank you.
I got to say. That's
kind of my trademark thing. It's what I'm known for.
The flow.
The flow.
All right. So we're going to.
You don't know. Tell me you don't know what that means.
The flow. I'm guessing that's the haircut,
yes,
maybe?
Yes. Very good. All right. Learn something new every day.
He's with it. He's hip. Yeah. He's hip.
All right. Let's talk about some things that have happened this past week. I'll talk one of the. There's two major title changes on WWE programming this past week. You had the tag team title switching hands from, I don't know if you call them the Shield or not, you know, Ambrose and Rollins. I don't know what they call them.
The Shield-ish?
Shield-ish.
The Shield Brothers, I thought I heard.
They call them two-thirds full, I guess, or something, you know. I don't know. But, they lost their titles to Cesaro and Sheamus. And then AJ Styles takes the heavyweight title on SmackDown from Jinder Mahal. Danger Boy, you had some thoughts on that. Why that might have happened?
Well, apparently he's not hurt because he came out and said that, but... From what I've heard, Heyman was kind of campaigning for it because it's a better match against Lesnar. And I think all the fans were campaigning for it because they're sick of Jinder as champion. So there's that.
I mean, this is 2 weeks before, you know, this big crossover pay-per-view.
The big crossover pay-per-view. And then 2 weeks after that, they're going to India. So he may get the title back before they go to India. But it'd be hard to do it with AJ in. I mean, it's a Raw brand tour in India. So, you know, Jinder was being brought along as a special thing for the Indian people, but it'd be hard to bring AJ on that tour to drop the title over in India because they have all the work visas and all that kind of stuff. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, you know, shortly after Survivor Series, I would guess.
But before they go. But he also did, like, didn't he do, like, a little tour with them promoting that they were coming there, too, a couple weeks ago?
I believe so.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you know, I'm just confused a little bit the timing of it because it's like, you know, they've had a month and a half to promote this pay-per-view and they've been building it up to this. And then they do the switcheroo here. And, yes, it'll be a greater match, but, I mean, doesn't it kind of kill all your promoting at that point?
Well, I mean, I look at it this way. Like, I'm personally bitter just because I feel like we could have gotten Brock Lesnar versus Shinsuke Nakamura, and I felt like that could have been a great match, you know, especially with everything that Jinder was doing with Shinsuke, and he beat him clean twice. So, you know, that's frustrating to me because you could have had a great match, which everybody's seen in Japan with Lesnar and Shinsuke, so they know they can go. And then, you know, I'm not sold on AJ and Brock. I wasn't sold on Jinder and Brock, but... You know, it is what it is.
I was going to say, I think that's why it's not such a big deal. Cash, you had mentioned, you know, well, they've been, you know, promoting this match, building this match. The problem is, you'd be hard-pressed to find a single person that really wanted to see Brock Lesnar versus Jinder Mahal.
Right.
Jinder did.
I'm
okay, you found your one person.
Well, right. When me personally, as a viewer, seeing the entire concept of the Survivor Series going, you know, Raw brand versus SmackDown, and then they were doing champion versus champion, like, the first thought process I had, and I say this as a fan of Jinder Mahal as a champion because I did like what they were doing with his character, but I looked at it from a stereotypical fan perspective and said, Brock Lesnar versus Jinder Mahal? You know, a year and a half ago, that would have been on a undercard. He would have been, Jinder Mahal would have been somebody that would have been fed to the beast to just beat in 30 seconds.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on pay-per-view. It would have been something that they did on a TV show.
Right.
You know, I mean.
With the rest of 3MB involved.
Yeah, exactly.
If all those guys were still around, which they are now, I guess, all over the place, you could have a reunite.
I mean, in thinking about it, too, some of the booking doesn't make sense because they make it seem like here's Jinder Mahal doing this big gesture where he's calling out Brock Lesnar. Yet when they announce Survivor Series, they already set up that it's going to be pretty much every champion on the one brand facing the equal champion on the other brand. So yeah. Wasn't it going to happen anyway?
Yeah. You know, to me, and that's another problem I have with this pay-per-view is what does that matter? Well, I mean, what point of pride does either side get out of winning? Yes, they're playing.
Bragging rights.
I was going to say it's bragging rights, only it's called Survivor Series.
Yeah, but they're pulling the whole B-show thing, you know? They're using that as motivation. It's like, but, you know, there's no titles that are going to be changing from show to show, you know? There's nothing.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Are we talking about it?
It's true. We are.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, it's true. But I think that it's like, but I mean, do the general public care? I mean, if there's not, there's, you know, that you're not going to see champs change from show to show based on how they do, you know, and I don't know. I just, it's unfortunately, it's, I don't care.
Well, I just think as a longtime fan myself, the fact that they're giving Survivor Series some kind of meaning again. You know, there used to be the 4-on-4, the 5-on-5. Now they're at least doing something, some sort of theme that could be woven into the Survivor Series brand. So I'm a fan of the concept.
But then another problem I have with it, too, is one side's got to be a heel and the other's got to be a face. Or are they both heels or are they both faces?
Well, they've been doing a really good job of making SmackDown guys look like heels on Monday and faces on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
so
what I mean.
They've been playing off the way they should be, mm-hmm. which is weird that the fans are buying into it in the same arena at the same day, you know, the next day, but they've been doing a decent job with that at least.
Well, let's talk about something that happened this past week then when we had the New Day show up on Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. The New Day came out and created a disturbance enough that we saw the champions lose their titles. I mean,
17 minutes later.
Yeah. I was just, and then they came out on Tuesday and said that wasn't their intent, you know, but you know, they weren't beating people up or anybody. They just showed up in the stands and they stood there and someone gave them a live mic and they got to do all their old worn out lines that they've been doing for 2 years, you know. And then, okay, so that all happens. And then Tuesday, so it ends up turning into a 1-on-1 because we have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn who come out on SmackDown and like interrupt their promo. And then Shane McMahon immediately makes a match between Sami Zayn and who was it, Kofi Kingston? I can't remember who it was against.
Yeah, it was Kofi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, and then, okay, and then we have a second controversial point this past week is, Danger Boy, can you explain it better than I'm kind of rambling around about
Pretty much what happened is at the end of that match, Owens and Zayn beat up Kofi Kingston and left. What they were supposed to do, according to what's going around, is that they were supposed to then feed for the New Day, which means just get pummeled for a bit and then powder out and be the heels and run away. Which the whole booking behind it's stupid anyways, because Sami Zayn shouldn't be losing yet as a heel. But because they did not do that, and it was looked at as going into business for themselves, they were then sent home from the UK tour.
Yeah, they. If you notice at the end, if you watch the segment, if you have it on your DVR, haven't deleted it yet, or watch it, you watch the segment. The New Day is sitting in the middle of the ring, waiting for something to happen, and then you see Owens and Zayn going up the ramp, leaving, no music playing. And obviously, and there's still boom mics sitting over the ring and stuff. They're still prepared for something to happen, and then it goes to dark. And so obviously they flipped the script, as they say, and did something that they were supposed to do something and they didn't do it.
Well, the other side to it is there's also been reports that it was miscommunicated to Owens and Zayn. But at the same time, you're also hearing reports that they're
unhappy,
kind of growing increasingly difficult to deal with backstage. Yeah.
And this wasn't this was the final straw, not the first straw that got them sent home.
Yeah.
From that tour.
Well, they were really tight with Neville, and they understood why he did what he did, and a lot of people feel that they're feeling the same way Neville is feeling. I don't know. I mean, they were company men. They've been company men since they've joined since they've been there. It's like obviously the clique is not around anymore to be able to run things backstage, So to me, it didn't seem like that big an error, but,
I know he's not the first guy to ever do this, but, I mean, from now on, I feel like this needs to just be dubbed the Cody Rhodes effect.
Yeah.
Mm. That, you know what?
I mean, to me, it all stems back to that. Here's a guy that was never really used properly, got fed up, left, and look at the success he's having.
Yeah.
Proving that you do not need to be in the WWE to make it.
Right, right.
But Cody Rhodes, it sure doesn't hurt.
I'm sure a lot of people don't mind taking home those paychecks and the royalties and the experience. But
that's what I hear about Neville is that's the exact person he was talking to before he left. He's like Cody Rhodes says, you can make a living better than you're doing on the road and actually enjoy yourself more.
I think Neville made a pretty decent living before he signed with WWE too.
Yeah. But not only that, you're doing a lot less. You're not wrestling, 5 to 6 days a week.
You won't have to work on Christmas.
Yeah, you don't have to work on Christmas. I feel like it's becoming increasingly difficult from what the outsiders looking in are seeing to be on the big stage.
Well, the funny thing is, especially with the situation, they're having probably their lowest rating numbers for both shows ever. And so
their attendance is terrible.
Their attendance has been, if you've seen the last pay-per-view where they had the whole side, the whole wall just blocked off, they're having some issues. And it's like, I think the wrestlers say, if you go with me and stick with me, you might find a nugget in there, a gold nugget in there. And, but they're like still obsessed with this controlling, what they want, forcing Roman Reigns down our throats and all these other things that really aren't helping with attendance or unfortunately they can't base it on pay-per-view buys anymore. They used to do that. Used to look at like the top, the top draw. Steve Austin used to have like the highest pay-per-view buys whenever he was in the main event and things like that. But yeah, so we're going to go to break on that. We're going to talk about JC Money and Eric.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yeah, and Eric Emanon. They're going to be in a match this Friday, IWF in Brockport, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Before we go to break real quick, I do want to mention there's some other wrestling going on today in town. If you want to go to Upstate Pro Wrestling, November to Dismember. Doors open at 5:30. The show starts at 6 p.m. Let's see. Tickets at the door are $18. You can get $20 front row reserve seats. We got all sorts of great matches on there. Nick Ando's defending his heavyweight championship against Sean Carr. Colin Delaney's taking on Lionel Knight. UPW No Limits champion Carter Mason is taking on Ryan Cassidy. Elimination tag team match. Maddox versus Jay Freddy, a former guest in the studio. Jay Freddy's going to be on the show. There's elimination tag team match. I think I mentioned that already. That's going on today at the 1200 Buffalo Road. That's right, November to Dismember. Check it out. And we'll be back talking with Eric Emanon, JC Money, and we'll have some tickets to give away for that IWF show this Friday night, too. So keep on listening. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Our number is 222-1280. If you want to give us a call, you can text us that number if you're shy, you don't want to go on the air. And we're on Facebook Live right now, and we're about to get real dirty here during this break, so be prepared, okay? You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. I kid. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Eric Emanon, and JC Money. Are in the studio.
We have a solid question for you, Cash Man.
Uh-oh.
Where is the cash stash?
Oh,
it's Movember.
I know it is, and it's like I was repping. I shaved last week, and I stopped shaving now. It'll take probably another month or so for you to be able to see something. So, one of these days I'll go through puberty. It'll happen.
Look at this, Cash. 11 days.
Yeah.
Halloween night, I shaved my face. 11 days, I have a full beard back.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know guys get a full beard by lunch, okay? So they'll shave in the morning, and they'll be like, and I just envy them. But then again,
I wouldn't envy them. It's a lot of work.
I know. I was going to say, yeah, I'd save myself a lot of time shaving. But welcome back to the show. We're here to talk the world of pro wrestling. We're here to believe you. You can text us at 222-1280. You can call us at that number if you want to get on the air. We're talking WWE. We're talking all sorts of things. But we're going to go now to IWF, talk a little bit of IWF this Friday night. And if you watch the TV show, which I do, it's at, was it 1 a.m. On CW 16?
Some really random time.
I think it's 1:30.
Is it 1:30? Okay, yeah.
1:30.
We used to do the roller derby show before it, so that's probably why the reason. I said, I'll just start taping. I enjoy the show, watching the matches and stuff. But last week was the big, JC Money came out and took the title from Eric Emenon.
Sure did.
It's a sore subject on one side of the room and not so much the other
really
side.
Is. Celebratory on my side.
Now, the question is, who comes out with the title? Obviously, you took it, JC. You're going to
I don't have it. Like, I mean, the one thing that I can say is it's made my gear bag a lot lighter when I'm on the road. So, I mean, there's the one benefit of it, but I'm still not happy about it.
And this is a simple one-on-one for the title?
No. Nope. It's suicidal six-way, same kind of styling rules where we don't know the match until the day of the show. We don't know who we're essentially going one-on-one against, or, you know, one against the other five against, until you're looking at them, essentially. So you know the match type and all that right as soon as the fans find out.
I know the match type already.
Oh, yeah?
But that's because I have the money to persuade people. So I got the unofficial champion's advantage there, Eric.
Just hope that you're not in the ring for the whole time.
Oh, I can assure you I will not be.
Okay.
So I could see JC come out and like have like an enforcer with him and just take everybody else out of the match. You know,
I mean,
who told you? I mean, wait, no.
He's going to need it.
I could see something like that. But, I mean, you never know who it's going to be, so it could be anybody from that locker room.
Yeah, it could be anybody. I mean, realistically, looking at the roster, you could have a guy who's a number one contender for the heavyweight title. You could have somebody like Terrell Kenneth show up, and then we're all in a world of hurt.
That dude's big.
He's huge.
That dude
and
is big.
And he wants to destroy everything, so, like, let's give that to him. Like, I'll
hey, you know what? If Terrell Kenneth came up to me, I'm not going to lie here. If Terrell Kenneth came up to me and said, give me that belt, I would look at him and say, okay, here you go, and give it to him. That's how big that dude
is.
That's
self-preservation right there. Honestly, I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, the match I watched on TV last week was just insane. I mean, it's one of those things just to create a match and to keep the flow and everything. And it's, you know, I give you a lot of credit for coming up with that. And actually,
I was 1 second away from losing my title.
Yeah, a couple times. You know,
quite, no, I should.
I thought
at
you
end,
lost
I
your was, title. I thought JC had your title.
That you lost it.
No. In the actual match, you know, prior to JC coming into the ring and destroying my existence.
Yep.
You know, the beginning of the match, the first pinfall was Rob Sweet, a double underhook DDT, took me out. And it's one of those things where you get your head driven into the mat and you got to kind of find yourself, you know, the next 10, 12 seconds. And he, like I said, literally, he put his arm on me, got a two count, and the time expired for the 15-minute time limit. So I retained. But as JC so well put it in the promo, possession is 9/10 of the law. So you know, I am still the reigning, defending suicidal six-way champion, but I don't have my championship.
Hey,
so
just be good. You know what? Take comfort in this, Eric. Just know that had that match gone a second longer, it'd be Rob Sweet sitting in that seat right there, because I'd have done the same thing.
I get that. And, you know, I watched the match back countless times the day after, the week after, when the show released. And, like, I still just, like, I don't get why. Like, I understand that you know, it's just a fact of the matter of the situation. You pointed out, oh, my nephew Eric. But bottom line is that, you know, I still just don't understand why.
Here's why. I'll tell you why, and I'll break it down for you and everybody else out there.
Hey,
listening.
Even look at the camera for a second.
But, I'll look at the camera. I'll look at the camera. Okay. I will tell everybody
out
there,
I want
too.
You to look at me and
also,
tell me why.
I'll tell everybody out there, too. Everybody's listening.
Yeah.
First of all, shout out Matt Marcus Forrester, my stepsons. Okay, so here's the deal.
Okay.
When you look at IWF since it's returned to Brockport, mm-hmm. who is the face of the company? Who is the face of IWF? Anybody? Anybody have any idea? It's that man right there sitting across the room from me. You know why? He's been the one that's been consistently on the posters. He's been the one that's been consistently going out there carrying the flag, carrying the torch for IWF. He's the one that gets the biggest cheers. He's the one that gets the biggest reactions. He's the one whose matches I always see announced. Why wouldn't I go after, if I wanted to make a statement, why wouldn't I go after who I personally deem the face of IWF? It's a no-brainer to me. That and when you talk about over the course of history, because there is a lengthy history between the Eminons and the Money family.
It goes
on
forever.
Eric has never beaten me.
Yeah, it's because I've never had a fair
fight.
So
not only am
you.
I attacking the face of my perception, the face of the company, who happens to be a champion, whom I've beaten several times. But let's put it in this this perspective too. Before I did this, before I attacked Eric Eminon and took his belt, nobody gave a flying F about that championship. Nobody was talking about it.
I can disagree with that.
Nobody was talking about it. They weren't promoting shows around it like they're doing now. I bring the money, I bring the attention, and that's all it is. I had this plan set out for a very long time. I acted on it. I did what I had to do. And like I said, Eric, you were half a second away from Rob Sweet sitting there. It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
So no offense. Sorry.
And I get it, but it's still the bottom line of you know, I look at you as family, and I've looked at you as family for a long time. So it's
And on November 18th, you can look at me as family again.
Exactly.
This is just
and,
business.
Oh, I agree. And when I'm standing over you on the 17th, holding my championship above you, it's just business. Because the bottom line is that I am not going to let you come into IWF, run over me, run over the rest of the people that have earned their spot there. You come in and inject yourself into the title situation and the title scene. And yes, I get that it's five unknown competitors, but like I said the day after, you made yourself known that you were going to be in the match. So I've had all of this time to prepare.
You've had all this time to prepare for the old me. The old me that you knew from 5 years ago. You have no idea what I'm capable of now.
The same thing goes for me, though.
You like to make these old jokes. That's the thing. You put yourself out every week. Week after week after week. It's all these pictures and selfies and videos of everything that you've been doing in the ring. And kudos to you. Kudos to you, sir, for going light years beyond what I thought you were going to do back when I stopped wrestling. You have been in the PWI top 500 2 years in a row. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. Your trainer has never done that.
Correct.
You've held multiple championships. You've held no, not at all. He couldn't even be in the bottom 500, let's be honest with you.
He couldn't even carry the magazine, let's just be honest.
But you've been a champion in four different states at the exact same time.
Yeah.
That's very hard to do. All right. I'm not taking anything away from you. All right. All I'm saying is that I'm better than you. I know it. I know what you're doing before you even go ahead and do it. You have no idea what I'm capable of 5 years later.
Okay.
You have no idea. You're not prepared for me. I've already beaten you, and I've proven that.
I hope that you
have could
been
just
training.
Crown me now.
I hope you've been in the ring. I hope you've been preparing yourself for the onslaught that is going to occur, because I don't know if you have really watched intently to what I've been doing or the way I've been carrying myself since that night.
Mm-hmm.
I've attacked my own tag team partner, not because you're in my head,
but because I
need to separate myself from everything around me because I know exactly where I need to beat you. I know that you can't beat me fair and square. You've never beat me fair and square. Tag team matches, single matches. You can't beat me.
Boy, I know
square.
I beat you up so good. I didn't realize I beat some CTE into you.
You must
how
have.
How many times? I beat you so many times, so many different ways. It doesn't matter. And I like how you go ahead and you talk about how you never beat me fair and square. This man is a New England Patriots fan. How is he going to talk about cheating? He's a Patriots fan. Oh. He roots for that stuff.
Oh, now you're going to make people boo him because of that.
J-E-S-T, jest.
It doesn't, you can go ahead. Yes, I'm a Jets fan. I don't care. Fox Sports 1280 plays their games, so,
yes.
Hey, cool.
Right.
But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, when you look at it, big picture, Eric, I know you're the Patriots fan, but I am the New England Patriots, and you, my friend, and the Eminon family are the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. That's the way it
no,
is.
No. I've won four championships.
Yikes. Well, right. This is Takedown 2, which is going to be this Friday, November 17th, Brockport Elks Lodge, 4400 Sweden Walker Road. We're going to give tickets away before the end of the show. And, JC, what inspired you to come back? I mean, obviously you're going for the head of the snake, as they say. You start at the top, was it watching the TV?
The dirty mind that I have right now, man, what is the matter with you? You talked about something else in the first segment, now you're doing that. Jesus, Cash
Welcome
Man.
To Every Week with the Cash Man.
Unbelievable.
Hey.
But, did you see him on TV? Is it like, you said, I could easily run this company. Is that what you're coming in thinking? Or
No. No? I just wanted to do it, and I did it. I do what I want in this area, and that's the thing that has given me a reputation throughout the years. You know, a lot of people dislike me, and I acknowledge that, and even more respect me because I say what I do what I do, I say what I say, and I stand behind what I do. And so for me, it was okay. I have an idea. This is what I'm going to do. IWF bought into it, figuratively and literally, of course. And it's happened, and now look at us. So, I mean, it really, I can do whatever I want, and nobody has ever been able to stop me. So, Eric, you're going to be no
exception.
Except
for Mikey every night.
I do like, now, JC, last time I saw you was Pier 6 Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing commentary, mm-hmm. and it's unfortunately the company closed down before we really got to see how
Thankfully,
far you were,
the company closed down.
See how far you were going to go because you were working your way towards something that may have been physical. It wasn't at the
yes,
time.
Yes, it was. I can break down the walls because the company's closed. I
sure,
don't care.
Why
but
not?
I was working my way towards challenging Super Beast for the heavyweight championship.
You could feel that in the last TV taping that but I got to tell you, I love your work with Bender.
I do too. I miss that guy.
Yeah, you know, it's like you're always giving him crap. You know, it was great. I loved you had a nice run there. I thought that's when the start was going to come back. You took a little bit more time off, came back to IWF here at the last show, surprised everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when they sneak you in the back, you know, when no one could see.
I came back there probably about 30 minutes after the show started. So the fans were already in the seats, so nobody saw me come in. And then I hid in a corner, a kind of a private corner. So some of the wrestlers, you know, they thought maybe I was there to interview on my podcast.
Sure.
And then the appearance happened and the crowd roared, which you could hear on that TV show. Camera angle aside, but that's the element
yeah.
of surprise. I'm always about that, and you know, it, for me, it was when the time was right. You know, I could have come back last year in Buffalo, and then there were some situations that prevented that. Last year, there was a couple of opportunities where I, you know, maybe possibly could have come into IWF, but it had to make sense and it had to be impactful. And I think that this was. I'd argue
it was
that
definitely
this was
impactful.
Oh, I know it was.
Oh,
that shiner on your head you had a couple days showed.
It was plenty impactful.
Why don't we go to break on that note? We'll come back and talk some more wrestling as well as more this IWF show. And we're going to give away tickets coming up here in just a minute. But, I can feel the heat in the room now. All of a sudden, there's some temperatures that are rising.
Oh, man, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
No, yeah. But
I'm not.
Shut up, Eric.
We're going to be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, JC Money, Eric Emanon, and you. And
I hate to interrupt you because this is your show, Cash. But
it's okay.
Commissioner Big Cat Lemmer is on Facebook Live, and he says the commish will have something to say about this next Friday. And I say to you, Commissioner, bring it on.
He's a big guy too.
He's a very big guy. I mean that in the most respectful way.
He's going to take the title back.
He might.
I want to, well, before we get back into this, I want to plug one more show that's coming up this week. It's Excite Wrestling. It's coming, I'd say, a week from Friday. So it's, that's his, I don't have too much information. It's called Black Friday Mayhem. And there are some matches set up already. You're going to see Super Beast on the show. You're going to see Punisher Van Slyke. There's a bunch of great guys. Go to their Facebook page. That's Excite Wrestling, Excite. So, but, let's get back to now that Conrad has prevailed a little bit now. We've had time to commercial break to relax and everything. I will say something. When we were coming up here, we were talking some funny stories. And Eric, you and to break the tension a little bit, tell us about the little kid who whacked you.
Oh, yeah. So in, I do a lot of wrestling on the road. And more often than not, I'm not the shining baby face that I am here. I am normally of the villain temperament on the road. And I was face to face with a kid down in Pennsylvania, and I had a group of kids sitting there yelling at me, just kind of going back and forth. And this kid leans over and he tells me to square up. Now, he's like 4 foot, like one. So, you know, all 70 pounds of him, I know he's not going to do anything. And so I'm like, I stand up and I get right up to the guardrail and I go, here I am, I squared up. And I pop out my mouth guard. And out of my peripheral vision, I see this kid running down like the front row. And I was like, oh, what's he doing? And the next thing I know, I'm getting punched in the side of the head. And he just leapt through the air and Superman punched me in the side of the face. And I just popped my mouth guard in. And I was like, really? Is that it? And I turn around and get back into the ring. And I look at Tommy and I go, I can't believe I just got punched in the face by a little kid.
Tommy Brewing Toast.
Tommy Brewing Toast.
Yeah, so that's now, JC, you have any interesting stories? I know there's one you can't tell, but you have any, I know that you used to. I mean, there's always an old lady in the crowd that's like yelling at people. You know, I mean, have you ever gotten into like a little verbal altercation with the fans?
No, never.
No, I think that's how you started in this business.
Pretty much. I don't know that there are very many stories that I can think of that I could share on air.
Uh-huh.
Considering you've already taken this show to the depths of hell with some of your references, Cashman, I don't really want to go forth. Let's just say the PG version of this story is the one that I told in the elevator.
Gotcha.
But the PG version of it is I managed to anger the House of Battered and Abused Women chapter, the Albany chapter, and they said that so long as I am booked on their shows, the shows that were there at the time, this was 2003, that they would never be attending again.
Wow.
And that's how bad it was. So if you want the story, you can listen. I'll throw it on a podcast sometime or write a blog about
it or something. Tell people how they can hear your podcast.
My podcasts are all over the place. You can get it on iTunes, Spreaker, Google Play, Podcast Addict. I mean, any podcast app known to man, search Gere Network, G-E-R-E Network. We have a lot of different programming, sports related, the Better Live Than Dead podcast, the Football Talk Weekly podcast, the JC Money Show, Get Ready America, and Turnbuckle Talk Radio podcast, which used to be a terrestrial radio program out of Buffalo, New York, that you know, their station went and did something else, and we picked them up. So a lot of stuff on there, gearnetwork.com, G-E-R-E Network.com, and listen in.
Cool. You can check it if you're into like a guy local indies in here. I mean, you've talked to a lot of people who've worked the local shows, and there's the restrictions of radio are loosened a little bit on the podcast side, we'll say, and you're allowed to tell that story. So if you want to hear that story, you're definitely gonna have to go check that out.
Yeah,
you know?
Make sure it's on the JC Money Show and not the Turnbuckle Talk Radio podcast, or you won't hear it for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, you know, there's a lot, you know, it's like I do a roller derby show, and it's on too. It's on Spreaker, Stitcher, all those ones, you know, out there. So it's like, there's so many places, and the thing is, you really can't ever really track how many people are watching, because they download it to like those podcast dispensaries, and then they hand it out to 1,000 people, and you don't get any credit for those people following you know, or downloading it from your original site. So you'd be surprised at how many people really do listen to your stuff. So I'm going to check it out, man. I'm going to start add it to my podcast list.
As download. Well, you should subscribe on iTunes.
I definitely. So let's do a little bit. One more thing on WWE news, and I wanted to bring this up. What do you guys, Danny and Danger, and you guys too? What do you think when they went and announced that John Cena is added to the fifth member of the SmackDown Survivor Series team? He was originally supposed to be doing something else on this pay-per-view, and then they foregoed all the story they were telling and just announced it like on Wednesday, I think.
I mean, based on what the rumors were, Cena was slotted to be the special guest referee for Brock Lesnar, Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
More speculation that somehow maybe he would get involved in the decision, cost Jinder the match to set up a Jinder Cena match for the title down the road. Maybe give Cena number 17.
Yeah. Oh boy.
But obviously, Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles, he doesn't really fit in there. Doesn't make sense for him to be there. So. You got to have him on the card, put him on the SmackDown team.
Yeah, so and AJ would have been on the Survivor Series team most likely before that happened.
That was his original intent.
Yeah, so, I mean, power to
I'd rather see Rusev there.
It's Rusev Day.
Every day is Rusev Day.
Yeah, it's a sexy Rusev.
No, it's handsome Rusev.
Handsome Rusev, sorry. I think he's sexy. But nevertheless.
And it continues.
Okay. So, let me ask you, did you guys all catch the 30 for 30 with Ric Flair this past week?
Yes. Absolutely.
Man, I'll tell you, that is so good, but so sad at
whenever,
the end.
I still, to this day, whenever I see the scene, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, so
it's that moment. Yeah. I'm going to go sit in my room and cry now.
Yeah,
Danny, you were there, right?
Well,
I was there for that. Yeah,
yeah,
that was and to make Eric feel better, I can attest that there were so many men around me crying during that part of the match. In the moments that followed, it was highly emotional, and you know, seeing it relived was something.
Well, you know what it is when it comes time for those stars like the Ric Flairs and the Undertakers and things like that. You know, that's it's part of our childhood. You know, everybody in this room except for Cash, you're old. So
hey, Ric Flair was my guy. Okay.
Well, yes, I know.
He's
but
been
you,
running along.
But you,
Cash was a kid when he was.
But you were 30 when Ric Flair was breaking into the business. So, I mean, the thing that got me the most, I think, in that documentary was when he started opening up about his son Reed. As a parent, really tugged at the heartstrings. So, that right there at that moment, you know, that entire segment. That was my, you know, takeaway from it was, you know, how much he really was impacted by it. You know,
yeah.
You hear so many stories about people and, you know, famous people that are away from their families for so long and how it impacts them and things like that. But that one really, I don't know, that one really got me.
I think that did that and the part where Triple H was talking about trying to open Rick's eyes to what Reed really was doing Ric Flair was kind of denying what was going on.
I listened to Dave Meltzer talk about it afterwards, and Dave Meltzer apparently was very integral in Reed going to Japan. And the reason Reed was wrestling in Japan was to try to get him away from some of the bad things. Rick knew all the stuff he was doing. He was just not, I mean, he was openly admitting it. They were trying to find ways to keep him clean in Japan. And apparently when he would come home is when he would get in trouble, and that's what happened.
He was coming home for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And his dad was, you know, going to be managing or doing something involved with it. And, yeah, that's – I remember
but
when
– also, it doesn't look well in the company that Triple H pretty much said that they gave him a heads up as to when his next drug test would be and to get himself clean to pass that drug test, and he still couldn't do it.
He still failed it, yeah, after that.
But what if he had passed and they never addressed the issue?
Yeah, that's, you know, and – you know, the thing is I guess you kind of understand where his kids kind of got you realize how he wasn't really an on-hand father for any of their growth, their
whole
life.
Well, he's talking about drinking beers with Reed at 16.
Yeah. You know, but it's like, yeah.
About it.
Yeah, that I didn't particularly – again, here comes the parent side of JC and not the wrestler side of JC. But I when I heard that, I'm kind of like, yeah, that ain't happening, you know, with me or any of my kids or anything like that. Like, no way.
I mean, just to hear him talk, though, and that kind of killed me, too. Like, I'm not a father. I have no aspirations to be a father or a parent. But to hear him say that he would get off the road and come home to his family and just be like, man, this sucks.
Yeah. And then it's like, and go to a bar and drink. You know, and
yeah,
leave,
I can't imagine. Or go to someone else's house and cheat. You know, I can't wrap my head around it.
The thing is they, and I kind of get it, you know, he was, you know, Roddy Piper's talked about this way, you know, back, you know, years ago before he died and everything. He talked about how there's this disease, and it's like in the wrestling world, you are your character, and sometimes you live your character, and sometimes you get absorbed by the character that you are. And that Ric Flair is a perfect example of that. They call it the poison, or no, the, he had a certain word for it, but it's like, and Ric Flair was a guy who lived his gimmick and continuously, you know, and it's like he was uncomfortable not being Ric Flair, you know.
That is one thing about the 30 for 30 I didn't, I mean, they pulled it over people's eyes. If you didn't know any better, you'd think he owned that helicopter that dropped him off for that thing, and that Crockett didn't pay
for it.
And that wasn't Crockett's jet. It was Flair's jet, but that's not true. And that the women, like the models they hired to come down with him, were the actual women he was hanging out with that night. Granted, he did very well in the women department, but...
I don't believe 10,000, okay? But that's okay.
Him and Wilt, man. Him and Wilt.
What about the 10 beers a night and cutting the head off the snake twice a day?
Yeah.
For 20 years.
Something like that. Yeah,
I can see that.
God.
Just the thing is, he lived...
I'm sorry, people.
He lived the gimmick. He lived the gimmick, and it was sad. But you know what? It's going to be showing again this week coming up, so check
you
out...
You can get on demand on
You can. It was the highest rated 30 for 30 ever. So
that's not true.
It's not true?
Convict versus Catholics was...
University of...
It's the highest one they've had since then.
Yeah, they were just saying how they were blown away by the numbers, and then they went and had like Ric Flair do a live interview with guys on ESPN, and... You know, and the thing is he looked good, by the way.
You get like Aiden English to sing It's Ric Flair Day. That's what it was.
It's true. Why don't we go to break on that, then, and we'll come back one last chance
here. We haven't talked about Chris Jericho yet.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Chris we'll do that on the flip side. We'll squeeze in. We'll also get one last push, and we'll get the tickets away for IWF this Friday night. So stick with us. We got one more segment. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Fox Sports 1280.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. That was, this is Pete Dunne. You might know him. He wrestled on TV this past week.
Can I get out a gripe really quick?
Yes, you can.
Damn you, WWE, for announcing that people down in Texas are going to get Pete Dunne versus Johnny Gargano, and you're not going to put it on the pre-show or anything like that? I want to see that match.
Really? We get to see the ab off. That's what we get from
the Shawn Michaels ab off with the Gargano.
Yes.
Well, welcome back to the show. We got this last segment. We got 4 minutes left. We are on Facebook Live if you've been watching at all.
Whoever posted that comment on the Facebook Live with the broken English, I hope you weren't talking to me, because I'll slap the yellow off your teeth and maybe straighten out some of that dyslexia of yours.
There we go. Facebook Live is a dangerous tool.
That's right. It's a dangerous tool.
Welcome back to the show. Real quickly, we've got a few news pieces we want to get out of the way. Let's mention Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Last Sunday, we wake up to that. It was like Chris Jericho put it up on his Instagram. It's like they're going to be wrestling at Wrestle Kingdom 12, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like and then you find out after that, it's like, oh, Chris Jericho has been free and released from WWE for quite a long time now. He's not under contract anymore.
Remember how we mentioned the Cody Rhodes effect? This is going to add to it.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I personally can't wait for it. I am a fan of the Wrestle Kingdoms, and I watched last year, and that's where I fell in love with the Gorillas of War. If you have no idea who they are, I highly encourage you, if you are 17 or over,
do not watch it with kids in the room.
The PG version.
To Google
Frog
it.
You mother father.
Oh, that match was great.
Yes.
They're going to say, well, is this going to be the main event? Probably will be the main event.
It's the co-main event with Naito and Okada as well. For the heavyweight
title.
Which is
going to be a killer match.
Yeah.
So we definitely, that's some big news this past week. We're going to see Chris Jericho, being a free agent can go anywhere he wants now, I guess, but then that's where he's going. Because once again, the Cody Rhodes effect, as you said, do you see that Hideo Itami is going to be coming up real soon to 205 Live? So
and
it's
he's
like,
not the only one coming to 205 Live.
Who's that?
TNA former and Impact Wrestling star Rockstar Spud apparently is going straight to the main roster on 205 Live.
Wow, Rockstar Spud, nice. Good guy, man. I remember he was on. He's like, I'll come on anytime on your show.
That's going to be rescinded.
Yeah, no more.
Can't do that now.
Got the WWFRE handcuffs on. What?
It hasn't been WWF for a long time now, Cash. Get over it.
I know.
Age.
And our buddy Ivan down at the desk,
he
called it on our Facebook video. He said, WWE is missing out on a lot of great matches because they want to keep everything in-house.
Yep. Oh, man, that's true. It's insane. It's insane. So, hey, we got to get out of here. I want to thank you guys for one last chance to take barbs at each other before we get out of here. JC, are you going to walk off with that belt?
No, of course. It's not even a question. No, they should just crown me now because I'm already in his head. I've already beat him. Money Championship coming November 18th, I promise you.
If you take that title from me, I'll be the first person to shake your hand, but you're not walking out of there.
Okay.
Okay, we got that coming up. It's a 1 week from actually this Friday coming up. You want to have tickets? Be caller 12-222-1280, star 1280. I'm going to mail you a pair of tickets this week. You're going to get some great seats. General admission. General admission's great because they're all five rows from the screen anyways. You know, you're not very – I mean from the ring. You're not very far from any point of that arena. Are you far from that ring? So
come and sit behind me and my crew in the front row. Yeah. Celebrate my birthday with me.
Oh, that's right. DC's birthday. That'll be next week. Oh, I'm going to have to do that, man.
I love Nakamura's music.
Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, Mirage.
All right. So, like I said, caller 12-222-1280. Sorry, but thank you so much, guys, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming up. We'll do this again. It was a lot of fun. And, JC, man, I appreciate it, man. First time, you know, it took us 19 years to get you up here. It won't take another 19, I promise you.
I appreciate that. Anytime you want, man.
All right. You can check all our shows on our Facebook page or on our go to iTunes. You can be our friend on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And check out thepainclinic.net where all our shows are based, too. We'll see you next week, folks.